You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's June 4th, 2026, and welcome to episode 185 of Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill video game podcast. I'm your host, John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you 15 minutes of video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek. Thank you for tuning into the program today. I hope you're having a great week so far. I am trying to fend off a midlife crisis because last weekend, my son, my firstborn child, graduated high school. And boy, that makes me feel old. I'm incredibly proud of him. He is going to do amazing things with his life. I'm very excited. But man, that is certainly a milestone that came up way too fast. It was a very nice ceremony, though. I was downtown. We went out to one of his favorite restaurants for dinner. And now we spend the summer together before moving him off to college in the fall. Man, how fast time goes. Anyway, on this week's show, I'm going to be talking about Forza Horizon 6. But as always, let's kick things off with a look at the news. A couple of days ago, Sony had their big State of Play showcase, which kind of unofficially kicks off the Summer Games Fest week. And they had some pretty good stuff to show this time around. They kicked it off with another look at Wolverine, which comes out in just a few months, I think. It comes out, well, I guess in the fall. I think it looks pretty solid, although I do gotta say, I'm not a prude, but the level of violence in this thing is still kind of off-putting to me. I'm not against gruesome violence in games or whatever, but I don't know. It just something about this feels a bit over the top. Like every encounter he has with an enemy ends with a Mortal Kombat fatality, and maybe if it was used more sparingly, like a finisher that you would build up to, it wouldn't come across as so, I don't know, odd to me. For me, the highlights were the third-party games shown. Silent Hill Townfall looks pretty good. I'm excited to see Ace Combat back again. That's a great series. Tomb Raider, Legacy of Atlantis, which is a remake of the original and comes out on February 12th. Although now, I guess yesterday there was some hoopla about the use of AI in that game. And maybe the biggest, probably for sure the biggest surprise for me was the return of Stuntman. I don't know how many of you remember Stuntman. I used to love those games, and I like seeing it back. This one is called Stuntman Hollywood, and it has you performing stunts in the DeLorean from Back to the Future, Kit from Knight Rider, and so on. The showcase ended in a kind of weird way, though, I thought. They spent like 20 minutes showing the entire intro to God of War, I don't know how to say that. Deborah Ann Wall plays Faye, which is cool. I like her a lot. I really like her in Daredevil. But first of all, I think 20 minutes is like at least twice as long as you needed to spend showing that thing off. And also, I feel like I've realized that I'm just not that excited about that series anymore. You know, I really liked the first game. The first game of the new series, I should say. I thought it was very well done. But I only got through about half of Ragnarok because I felt it really dragged on and I ended up just getting bored. And then this trailer just really didn't do a lot for me. It just, I don't know, nothing about it other than just, you know, raw graphical power seemed that interesting. And I think it maybe, you know, it should have been a kind of one and done for the return of Kratos. I think maybe that would have been more satisfying. All told, though, it was a solid showcase. I would probably give it like a, I don't know, a B. But it just kind of ended with a bit of a you know, a fart that lasted a long time and it took the wind out of it. All told, though, lots of solid-looking games coming to the PlayStation and other platforms this year and next year. I'm excited to see what else we get now throughout the rest of the week. Playground Games is back with Forza Horizon 6, and they are once again at the top of their game. At this point, they are pretty much the undisputed kings of open-world racing games. And while Horizon 6 doesn't reinvent the wheel in any sort of way, if you've played a Horizon before, you basically know what to expect. The new setting injects enough personality into the game to make it feel new and exciting. This time, the Horizon Festival is visiting Japan, featuring a condensed version of Tokyo and its surrounding areas. Playground says that this is their biggest map yet and that their version of Tokyo is 5 times bigger than any city they've done before. And they do a really good job of capturing the feel of the country. Of course, being the idiot that I am, at first I was driving around going, hey, where's this street that I know? Where's Ginza? Where's Kabukicho? And then I thought, yeah, you know, Tokyo is one of the biggest cities in the entire world, spanning like 850 square miles. So maybe it's a little unrealistic of me to think that they would recreate the entire city in the game. They still make it feel like Japan, though. You're still going to race past Tokyo Tower or through Shibuya Crossing. If you look closely, you can even spot that famous, what's it called, Hachiko statue that always draws a crowd in Shibuya. And you'll always find amazing views of Fuji to take in. There are touches throughout the game that help with that Japanese vibe, like radio station that plays real songs from anime intros. My kid walked into the room and was like, I know that song. Or the cartoony food that you have to hunt down and collect, like dango and omurice. Heck, one of the first big spotlight races has you going up against a huge 5-story mech, and that's about as Japanese as it gets. All of that amazing world building, though, it doesn't mean squat if the racing isn't good. And thankfully, it's as good as it's ever been. The variety is huge, from street races and drift challenges to rally races and stunt jumps. There is so much to do constantly that you won't go 60 seconds without coming across a new race, challenge, or collectible. And of course, there are over 500 insanely detailed cars for you to collect and race. I am admittedly not a car enthusiast or gearhead, but if you are, this game is about as good as it gets for geeking out about every tiny little detail of a car. A lot of the gameplay is pretty familiar, you know, but one thing that I think is pretty cool is the ability to customize your homes. You've always been able to buy homes that you use to like go to switch out your cars or to fast travel to, but now you can really tweak them just how you want them. You can customize the outside of the building with props and foliage and decorations. And in your garage, you can arrange things however you want them and display your favorite cars, which really is really cool. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't change a lot in the base game or gameplay wise, but it's a cool diversion in between the races. I think my favorite thing about this game and the series really as a whole is that it's never getting in your way of having fun. There's always an event nearby. If you've discovered a road, you can fast travel there whenever you want. You get a constant stream of new cars and currency, and if you screw up on the last turn of a race that you were kicking butt on, you can just rewind 15 or 20 seconds and try it again. You know, you still need to practice and get good if you want to win races, but the game's not going to punish you for when the cat jumps on the controller and screws up that perfect race you were on. Horizon has been the best racing game for a number of years now, and Horizon 6 isn't going to change anything about that. It's just as stunning, the racing is just as fun, and taking place in Japan just adds another layer of awesomeness to the best racer on the market. It's June, which means that it's Pride Month, and all month long, I am happy to share that I'm going to be doing a special fundraiser all month long that I am calling Midlife Pride Quest. Ha! I'm clever. So all month long, I'm going to be raising money for Outfront Minnesota, which is the state's largest LGBTQ advocacy organization. They help people with all sorts of things, from crisis intervention and counseling to community organizing and working with legislature to get laws passed. They are a wonderful organization and they do fantastic work. If you would like to lend your support and make a donation, you can visit GoFundMe.com/midlife-pridequest. And I'm going to have links on my Blue Sky page that I'll be posting all month long. My goal is to try and raise $400 for them, and I'm pretty confident that we can get there. And obviously, you know, it goes without saying, I don't see a single penny of this money. This goes straight to the organization. So the other cool thing is that, as I've done with fundraisers in the past, I've gotten support from all sorts of awesome people from around the games community who have donated prizes to use as incentive for donors. So here's how it's going to work. Each week on the show, I'll announce what this weekend's prize is. There'll be a different one for each weekend of the month. And then anyone who enters from Thursday until Sunday of that coming weekend is entered to win. And it'll be chosen from random among all the donors. So if you'd like to be entered, just make sure when you donate that you don't do it anonymously. Make sure that your email is visible or whatever so that I can contact you. So this week's prize is a bundle of Steam codes donated by friends and game developers. It includes games like Outer Wilds, which is absolutely one of my favorite games of all time. Seriously, that is a probably top 10 game for me. Cult of the Lamb, Tunic, Haven, and more in there. It's a great bundle of games. So you for sure want to get in on this. Also, in addition to the main prize, the amazingly rad folks at Game Informer magazine have donated some subscriptions to give away. So each week when we do a drawing, there will also be four subscriptions given away to random donors. And if you win the main prize, you could also get the subscription. They're separate drawings. So you can win this weekend. You can win that Steam bundle. You can also win a Game Informer subscription. So that is super cool. Everybody that donates is entered. So thank you very, very much to them for donating those prizes to us. It's an amazing cause, which does a tremendous amount of good for queer folks here in Minnesota. Plus, you can get some sweet prizes for donating. Everybody wins. This is a cause that really means a lot to me and a lot to a lot of people. And I'm just so very proud to have the support of the gaming community for this event. So visit GoFundMe.com/midlife-pridequest to find out more and to make a donation. And the winners will be announced on Monday of each week after the weekend. I super appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And thank you very much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I appreciate you taking time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, I am your host, John Wall. Have a great rest of your week, and don't forget to save.